The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Would have heard in the headlines today by now surely that the HSE board has strongly backed the proposal to close or to downgrade the emergency department at Our Lady's Hospital in Navan. Dr. Jerry McEntee is the clinical director there. Jerry, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. You, I understand, are in agreement with this plan. Why?
Because as it stands at present, Navan is not in a position to provide the critically ill patients of County Meath with the best opportunity of survival. And I don't know if the public realise it, but this cohort of critically ill patients in County Meath are the only cohort in the entire country who, by virtue of the fact that they are not brought to a Model 3 or 4 hospital, are not provided with the best opportunity of survival. In every other county, the critically ill are brought to the nearest Model 3 or 4 hospital, whether it's inside or outside that county, to the hospitals that have the critical care services that are essential to provide the patients with the best opportunity of survival. It's as simple as that.
What is it about Navan and the hospital there that means those patients, those critically ill patients, don't get the care they need?
So there are three factors contributing to it. One is the hospital is one of the smallest hospitals in the country with 62 acute medical beds. I believe it's the third smallest hospital in the country. It has the smallest ICU in the country, intensive care unit, and the lowest number of ventilated patients in the country. And related to that is it does not have the critical care services that are essential for any hospital that provides a comprehensive emergency service, such as interventional radiology for patients who have bleeding from the gut, interventional cardiology for patients who have heart attacks and require stents, emergency surgery for emergent patients who have surgical emergencies, infectious diseases for septic patients who are unstable, and nephrology services or neurology services for patients who have kidney problems or stroke problems. It doesn't have those services. And for that reason, the national training bodies for ED medicine, emergency medicine, surgery and anesthesiology don't recognise Our Lady's Hospital Navan for training in those specialties. And so it's difficult to attract quality junior doctors in that area, and we are dependent on locum and agency staff. And the staff in the hospital are working all the time with this issue in the background, that if critically ill patients come into the hospital, they have to be seen, assessed, investigated, treatment instituted, and got out to an appropriate hospital where they have those critical ill services. And that's the situation.
And what do you say then, Jerry, to people who suggest the solution to those problems is not to downgrade, but rather to upgrade, to improve the services in Navan? Why can't that be done?
Well, firstly, that's easy to say, but it is, the reality is this. Firstly, there's a structural change that would be needed. The hospital, if it was to be upgraded to a Model 3 or 4 hospital, would need at least another 100 and possibly another 150 beds. Secondly, those specialty services that I told you are not available, the departments to provide those services would have to be developed. And that doesn't mean one consultant in any of those departments. It means three or four consultants. And that doesn't happen overnight, and it would take years to build up those departments. And we would have to get over the problem of attracting consultants and junior doctors to the hospital when the training bodies don't recognise the hospital for training in those areas. And with the best will in the world, if in the morning, the decision was made to upgrade Navan to a Model 3 or 4 hospital, you or I know that would take 10 years. And that's fine. And if that's what people want to do, that is fine. But in the meantime, we have 10 years on what is going to happen to critically ill patients who come into Navan Hospital who are not provided with the best opportunity of survival.
And then before I let you go, Gerry, what do you say then to the other criticism of the plan, which is that this isn't a solution, it's rather replacing one problem with another, and what they're talking about is the capacity in Drogheda, that essentially patients will just travel a further distance and then they'll be spending longer on trolleys because Drogheda doesn't have the capacity to absorb more patients from the Navan area.
Okay, well, there are a couple of points in that. I can understand the concerns of the clinicians in Drogheda who are being asked to take on more work, particularly more work involving critically ill patients. All clinicians, I think, would be concerned. But firstly, Drogheda did get resources and have received resources. They got 40 beds, 3 extra theatres and an extended ED on the basis of reconfiguration of Navan. And in the communication with the chairman of the RCSI hospital groups, they requested 2 more intensive care beds and 10 additional hospital beds. And that was agreed by the HSE. So their resources have been given to Drogheda and further resources have been promised to Drogheda. And the next point is, it's interesting that the Department of Anesthesia in Drogheda, who provide anaesthetic cover and critical care cover in Drogheda and in Navan, they came out in 3 letters that are sitting on Minister Donnelly's desk. They came out and said the ED in Navan and the intensive care in Navan is not safe and the patients, the hospital should be reconfigured and the critically ill patients should be moved elsewhere, knowing the implications for Drogheda and understanding the implications for Drogheda, but they said it is still best done in the interests of the critically ill patient of County Meath. And I think that is an incredibly strong statement when those who are looking after the critically ill are saying the patients need to move from Navan to Drogheda.
Dr. Gerry McEntee, Clinical Director of Our Lady's Hospital in Navan. Gerry, thanks a million for joining us. Gus Martin is on the line as well. Gus is part of the Save Navan Hospital campaign. Gus, why do you disagree with what Gerry had to say?
Well, number one, I'm only a small cog in the wheel here in County Meath. I cannot whatsoever disagree with Dr. McEntee. He's an excellent doctor, as we all know. And he has his beliefs, and I'm not qualified in any way to say he was right or wrong. More than likely, he is right because he has the, you know, he's a top class doctor. So I cannot go against him in any way. But what I'm saying is, I've seen this hospital trying to be closed for the last 10 years, and all the critically ill people that went in there this last 10 years. Only for Navan, I don't think a lot of them would be around today. Because I know some of them myself that went in there with heart attacks and strokes, and my own father-in-law went in with bad COVID, and he was forced man to walk out. So I'm just saying Navan is a good hospital. And I can't contradict in any way Dr. McEntee.
I struggle because I mean, do you think then that the hospital should be downgraded?
No, definitely not. I'm saying our HSE is saying that, and if we could just invest that few extra million in Navan and upgrade our hospital to what it should be, because we all know here from Cune in Drogheda and Blanchardstown, from people around here in County Meath, that the queue gets bigger and bigger and the time gets longer and longer. So I'm saying instead of 2 or 3 hours in Navan, you have 6, 8, 10 hours in Drogheda.
And what about though, Gus, what Gerry said there, that in an ideal world, that's exactly what you do, but it would take a huge amount of money and it would take years, like possibly 10 years. And you'd have 10 years then where people are not getting the care they need. Like countless people then would be failed in that decade.
Yeah, I got that point. I got that point, and it's a very valid point, Dr. McEntee says, you know, and he more than likely knows a lot more than most of us. But I can't see how, you know, if the money was invested straight away, maybe he's right in saying 10 years, but hopefully it wouldn't take that long. 10 years is a long time. You know, if the money is there, I think it could be upgraded. At the moment, of course, critically ill patients are going to Drogheda and Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
And I guess, that's not...
Yeah. Can I just, before I let you go, I mean, how worried are you know, your neighbours and other people in the area when they hear news about the downgrading?
Well, you see, Meath is one of the fastest growing counties in Ireland at the moment. And you have three big towns surrounding Navan. You have Kells, you have Navan, and you have Trim. Mm. And all them people, it's a big, vast area. All them people are very, very, very worried about this downgrade and maybe eventually closing. You know, it only starts a downgrade, and the next minute downgrades more and more. But we need our hospital. I'm saying I do a bit of refereeing myself, and I'm saying our football, hurlers, camogies, soccer, rugby, whatever it is, we all need our A&E in there, because it can be, as we all know, accidents can happen. And car crashes, everything else. The time it takes to go to Drogheda or Blanchardstown, you know, a critically ill person could be dead by then.
Yeah.
Going back a few years ago, I'm not going to name his name, but a local fellow here was at the county final adjacent to the hospital in our county grounds, and he suffered a heart attack, and only for his two friends just lifts him up gently, put him in the car, and they just had to drive that 200 metres to the hospital and saved his life. Otherwise, if he had to go to Drogheda, so we hear back from the nurses and doctors in Navan, that if he had to go to Drogheda or Blanchardstown, the man wouldn't be around today, and he'll tell himself.
Well,
story.
It's a pretty grim prospect, Gus. And thanks a million for joining us. Gus Martin is part of the campaign, the part of Save Navan Hospital campaign. Before Gus, we heard the views of Dr. Jerry McEntee, of course, Clinical Director of Our Lady's Hospital in Navan. Plenty still to come on the Hard Shoulder 5 3 106 if you are in that part of the world. And that's a big part of the world, those catchment areas we're talking about West Dublin, Meath, about Louth as well. Do get in touch. 5 3 106, the text number. After the break, we're going to hear about this bizarre row between the authorities in Formula One and Lewis Hamilton over a nose ring.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.